Hey everybody, this is Robert Vicenz, and you're listening to Live Life Awesome, stories to encourage, uplift, and inspire you to live your best awesome life.
Do you feel alive?
I feel happy of myself.
I feel happy of yourself too. What, do you got any words of wisdom? What about for all the other kids trying to learn how to ride their bike? Can you say anything to them?
Everybody, I know you can believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, you will know how to ride a bike. If you don't, you just keep practicing. You will get the hang of it, I know it. If you keep practicing, you will get the hang of it, and then you can get better and better at it as you do it.
Give me some thumbs up.
Thumbs up, everybody!
All right.
For rock and roll!
Oh man. Eat your heart out, Tony Robbins. Thumbs up, biker kid. Owen Kozovich has got your number. I remember when I first learned to ride a bike, I had a similar experience to thumbs up, biker kid. I fell and fell and fell, practiced, and eventually I got it. If you've ever learned to ride a bike, I think you can relate with the experience. And if you haven't, I hope that you can relate at least with the idea. I'm sure there are things when you were a kid that you couldn't do, you practiced, and then you did it, and you felt rewarded, you felt a sense of satisfaction, you sensed a sense of accomplishment at doing something that you couldn't do. I have three kids, two twin girls, they're 6 years old, same age as Mr. Owen Kozovich, and a four-year-old, and something that I've learned from watching them. Honestly, sometimes I think that my kids are here on this planet to teach me more than I'm here to teach them. I've seen them become filled with joy, with happiness, at doing something that, well, it's normal for us as adults because it's easy for us. We've been doing it for so long, we've forgotten that feeling of doing something for the first time. But if you think about it, life is supposed to be like that all the time. Just a few minutes ago, before I recorded this, my dogs, Story and Sherlock, were playing. You see, in the animal kingdom, animals play when they're safe, and they are careful when they're not. There's this dynamic between survival and play, but it seems to me that anytime I see anyone be safe, anyone be comfortable and happy with failure because they know that it's just practicing and a step on the road to accomplishment, and that feeling of I did something difficult, I did something challenging. Whenever I meet somebody who's lived this way, they're filled with happiness, they're filled with joy. So where is it that most of us, because this is something I had to learn, something that I didn't just keep from my childhood. I had to learn it later in life. In my 20s, I suffered from severe depression. I was a failure. I felt like a failure. I felt like nothing I ever did was ever going to amount to anything. And lately I've been wondering, where did that come from? Where did this idea that failure was a bad thing and that it meant that I was a failure, where did that come from? And I think I've got it. I think I've got it. And maybe you can relate with this. A, B, C, D, F. The grading scale of our school system. You take a kid and you sit him in a chair and you deny him the ability to play for hours on end and you bore him to death. Sometimes, well, school can be interesting and fun, but sometimes not so much. And depending on your experience, and depending on your home life and whether or not your parents helped you with homework and whether or not you got a chance to play and a bunch of factors. Little by little, you learned, just like I learned, that failure was a bad thing. If you got an F on a test, people were disappointed. They were upset with you. You didn't study. You didn't do good enough. Well, I've learned more from failure than I've ever learned from accomplishing something on the first try, than I've ever learned from success that was easy. But that's not what's rewarded in our school system. That's not what's rewarded in our society as we are living our best years. And so there becomes this dichotomy, I don't even know if I'm using that word right, but there comes this split. There's work, and then there's fun and play. Why do those things have to be different? Why do those things have to be opposites? Why does this have to be the way that we live our life? We work, and then we play. Why not play all the time? Why not have fun learning, failing, practicing at things that we're excited about, and get paid to do that and live? We have that privilege in this country. We have that privilege in many countries around the world, where in other countries they don't have that privilege, where survival is the most important thing. How come it is that we're teaching our generation and the next generation failure is a bad thing by grading them on the first try? Why not let the kid take the test again and again and again until he gets it right, and then replace all of the other failed grades? Maybe kids would be more excited to learn if they knew that they were going to be rewarded. They were going to be rewarded for trying again and again and practicing over and over again. Why isn't life more like riding a bike? So thanks for listening to Live Life Awesome. I hope you have an amazing day and that you're doing everything you can to live your life awesome. See you next time.